Hello, beautiful souls. I am Sandeep Mehra, and today I bring you a message not of hope but of awakening. It's time to look at the truth of our world, the raw truth that many of us hide from. We have become a world full of wounds, searching of answers in all the wrong places. But what if the answers was always within us? I want you to think of it like the world. I see it basically, because I see it and I feel it every day, that the world that we are surrounded with, you know, is something, but like the world has become nothing but a wounded child. Yes, a wounded child. So how do I know? Just take a look around. Look at the dreams that have been buried, the hopes that were once so alive, not lying now lying dormant, you know, forgotten like old toys in the corner of a room. We have grown up, but we have just lost our innocence, our fantasy, our ability to dream. You know, it's all been droned out, and it's all been replaced by noise, replaced by anxieties, replaced by so much chaos happening in our brain every single time, even while sleeping. So we don't even, after sleeping, we don't feel like that we have you know, slept good, or it's a worthy sleep. So we are living in a chaos. Okay, so it's like there's a music, but there's no vibe. There are houses, but no homes. There are achievements, but no true sense of fulfillment. We live in a world where we carry these accomplishments as badges of honor, but deep down, we know we have failed to live the life we once imagined. That's the reality that every time haunts us. Deep down, it is there, but we just keep ignoring it and walking like a zombie the whole day, you know, ignoring every single reality that deep down exists within us. And in the silence of the night, what we do, we walk through this world. Some way or other way, we walk through this world pretending to be strong, pretending to be confident, pretending to know the answers. We hide from the light. We run from the truth, our own truth, and try to fill the empty spaces, you know, with the noise we call swag, or sometimes we call it rap. But inside, we are lost. We laugh, you know, to mask the tears. That's the expertise that we have gained. We dance to bury the pain. That's how we present ourselves. Okay, so, and yet every step we take feels like a step towards our own destruction. By doing all the stunt, all the drama that we create for ourselves, to present ourselves very unique, very amazing, you know, living a life of a dream and so many things, but every step that we take feels like a step toward our own destruction, our own genocide. Every moment we are just doing this for us. So the world has become nothing but a wounded child. You know, this something keep coming to my mind, and I was just not able to keep it with me, and I was just excited to share this thought with you so that together we can think of it in a very profound manner. But so the thought is, the world has become nothing but a wounded child, but no one sees it. The fact is that no one sees it, and no one is interested in seeing it. No, like, you know, like, it's like whenever we find something that looks that comes out of, you know, very I can say the methods that world is, you know, nowadays following, or the things that world is chasing are so short-lived, are so, you know, they are like quick fixes in their lives, in our lives. Like we chase things that, you know, that are not real, that are not our realities. We find if someone is abusing things and using and abusing life, people, society, every single way, and we find it funny, we find it so real, so authentic. We find these kind of stuff authentic. We find nudity, porn, etc., all these things as the realities of our life. We find, you know, blaming the world for every single thing. We find hating. We find so much as the realities. We find pain as the only reality. And so much is there which attract youth, which attract children, which attract adults, which attract even seniors. We are creating a world where we are hiding from our truths. And we are liking things that are just, that are just illusions. This shows the choices that we are making, that the interest we are getting, the world, the what world is feeding to us. See our social media, see our internet, whatever you are consuming, whatever you're seeing, is everything is the outcome of that illusion, that disaster, that genocide that we are doing to ourselves and as a society collectively. So be it cinema, be it social media, be it news, be it any single thing, whatever you take, whatever we are hearing, whatever we are consuming, whatever we are creating, whatever we are finding engaging and interesting, out of that 99.9% things are vulgar, things are dark, are negative, are just violence, and the same we are hate most of the time. And that's all what we are attracting as a collective. So where is the truth? Where is the reality? Where is finding our soul purpose? What our soul likes? Why we don't find those things attractive? The number of people will listen to this even podcast or whatever I'm sharing is actually, and the people who are responding to them or will respond, these all things shows what interest we have gained for ourselves. These all things are exact the reflection what we have become. Because we find things that are just most of the time is BS, and we love those things, and we find ourselves attracted towards that. We find ourselves attracted toward negativity, attracted toward illusions. So this is the reason. I'm not saying that those things are, you know, it's our choice because it's our choice what we are picking. But we need to remember that there is a reality also, that we have to live for ourselves, we don't have to hide from it. We have to face it. We have to unleash it. We have to awaken it. We have to remember it. We have to express it. So our own realities we are forgetting, and our choices are a perfect example of where we are heading, what we are trying to become. That's why we find a lot of a queue outside the liquor bar, you know, or a medical store, or in hospitals, because we are, or at the newspaper, you can see the whole newspaper is filled of negativity, you know, dark news, crime, every single thing. These all things attracts. See the news channels, see the social media, everywhere you will find that what we are attracting is what we are becoming, and goodness we are ignoring. So, and we don't find it engaging, we don't find it interesting. But we only remember those things when we deep down, you know, we fail as a system. We destroy ourselves in many ways, and we find ourselves hopeless. Then we search for the light within us. So why this kind of behavior we are opting? What kind of human being we are trying to become? What kind of awakening we are offering to this world and to ourselves? So these all things need to be, you know, it is because that wounded child is so much traumatized. That wounded child has forgotten every single thing, every single gift, every single purpose, every single cause. Is, you know, there's nothing there with them. That wounded child, those childs are, you know, suffering from so much already. And we are attracting, and we are surrounding ourselves with a lot of negativity at the same time. So how we are going to become the version that we are capable of, that we are already are, and the version that we are capable of becoming? So I mean, you know, but why I'm saying this, you know, this wounded child stuff is like, you know, no one sees it actually, you know, no, and And thus the surprising part is that no one knows the inner battles we are facing. Because we keep those battles with ourselves, we don't want to express what we feel, how we feel, what we feel, what truth is, our truth is, you know, collective truth is. So no one knows that. And in the silence, we are searching for our life. We are fed up of pretending. Those who are still in a sleep mode, I don't know when they are planning to wake up. So, but those who are fed up of pretending, I'm talking about those. We are on the verge of breaking, actually. So desperately trying to survive a world that feels like it's only getting colder and darker. There is a full of negativity. What else we are getting from outside? You can see the whole scenario outside. What world is becoming? Where is the hope? Where is the positivity? If you see around you, you will find even a trace of it is difficult to find. No one is willing to appreciate that, to share that, to discuss that, to express that, or to pass it to others, the positivity, the brightness and the goodness of life and purpose of life. We are so habitual of living all the stuff, you know, that surrounds us as an illusion. We are so habitual and so addicted, you can say, and obsessed with this kind of getting, you know, our feeds, our food, our energy from this kind of environment. So how we are going to find a light within us? It's very difficult otherwise. So it's an awakening call. That wounded child needs to be healed in all manner. Otherwise, this darkness, this negativity is going to bring more chaos, nothing else. So it's like everything is getting colder and darker. So, and yet, amidst this darkness, we all know that there is a moment of light. There is a moment when we can say that it's time to reveal how we really feel. What I'm sharing with you, it's exactly the same thing. It's time. Yes, it's time to reveal how we really feel. It's time to stop faking. It's time to stop running and face the truth who we are. It's time to rescue the wounded child inside us, my dear friends. It's the high time to rescue that wounded child and let it come outside with that joy, that cheerfulness, that curiosity, you know, that seeker, that explorer, and unleashing all those beautiful gifts and the abilities that makes us amazing human being who are light in themselves. A part of universe, directly a part of universe. We are the source. So I think I personally feel, if I am sharing this and even a single person is listening to this or will listen to this sometime or any time in their journeys, I feel from this moment onward, I strongly feel that the world is awakening. Definitely the world is awakening, and the final fight is not against others, definitely, but against the wounds we have carried for far too long with us. These are the battles that we have to fight against, the wounds that we have carried for really far too long. You know, it's too much now, and we are being called to heal. This message is reaching to you because it's like I feel that we are being called to heal, to rise, and to embrace the strength, you know, strength that comes from our vulnerabilities. It's time to stand up and be seen for who we truly are. I think what could be the more appropriate timing for this? So that's why I feel, if I say the world has become nothing but a wounded child, but it's time to rise. You know, yes, I'm saying that because it is like that only. But now it's time to rise. It's time to heal. So that's why it's like, rise the wounded child. The wounded child, you know. And I think, I have written a poem around it. I think I would like to share it with you. And it's an amazing poem, I think, that I felt. Few days, I think maybe weeks back, I was writing this poem suddenly. So I would like to share that poem also. And after that, I want you to ask something. So the poem was like, the world has become nothing but a wounded child. Forgotten dreams, lost fantasies, music with no vibe. Houses filled with achievements, but a failed life. The world has become nothing but a wounded child. Fighting in the bright, talking in the night, calling swag. Hiding from the light, running from the right, calling rap. Laughing, crying, and dancing for their own genocide. The world has become nothing but a wounded child. No one knows, in silence, they are searching for their life. Fed up with faking, verge of breaking, surviving holy bride. It's time to reveal how you really feel, rescuing wounded child. The world is awakening for the final fight. Yeah, the world has become nothing but a wounded child. Rise, rise, rise the wounded child. The wounded child, the wounded child. Oh God, the wounded child. So I think this poem came to my mind and I just wrote it in 15-20 minutes approx, because that I don't spend more than that time in writing any poem. Max 30 minutes any poem, because I don't know how it works, but it works for me like that. I don't know how you feel about it, but it is, whatever I felt, I have precisely and quickly summed up. So it's like that for me, okay? So when I say this, then with this poem, let me ask you this question. Are you ready to heal? Are you ready to let go of the fake fronts, the false stories, and the mask we wear every single day? The world needs you, my dear friend. The real you. I need the real you. World need the real you. We all need our real us. You know, not the one hiding behind the achievements of the fears, achievements, you know, of societies or the fears, whatever you can call it, but the one who is willing to embrace their truth. Okay. So when we embrace the wounded child within us, we find strength. That's when we find strength. We find love for each other, for everyone, for us, and for every single thing that exists. We find freedom. What else we need? Freedom. So take a moment now. I would suggest, I will call, I will ask, I will request you to take a moment. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and feel the space inside you. The space where the child, that true essence, still lives. And allow it to rise. Allow it to heal. The world needs it now more than ever, my dear friends. This is what this whole message that I'm today conveying through this podcast. So thank you for listening. And remember, the healing begins with you. One step at a time, one moment at a time, together we rise. Until next time, much love and light, my dear friends. Love you. Bye-bye.